894 southbound at Oklahoma Avenue. Left lane is blocked with a broken down vehicle. I'm not sure if that's necessarily because of a buckle, but we do have a couple of them. One on 94 northbound. The College Avenue off-ramp is currently closed because of pavement buckling. We also have some pavement buckling on Highway 59 in Waukesha County, a couple miles past Racine Avenue. They are going to be closing off some lanes heading through that area. Otherwise, we've got westbound 94 backing up from 27th Street all the way through to Holly Road and in patches all the way out to Highway 164. On the eastbound side, slowing from Highway 16 past Barker Road to Brookfield Road, back on the brakes from Holly Road to 35th Street. Traffic is brought to you by the Bud Pavilion's free concert series, Wednesday Night Live, presented by Beatbox. This Wednesday, be there for The Toys starting at 7. Wednesday at the Bud Pavilion at State Fair Park. And checking the TMJ4 Storm Team forecast, an extreme heat warning is in effect until 7 tomorrow. For all of southeast Wisconsin. Tonight, warm and breezy, very muggy. Slight chance for thunderstorms late to the north, a low of 78. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, hot and humid. Slight chance for thunderstorms with a high of 94, a heat index of 106. Weather is brought to you by Infinity Exteriors, dedicated to saving our communities from unscrupulous contractors. Mother Nature can be unpredictable. Your roof, siding, and windows shouldn't be. We install peace of mind with transparency and quality guaranteed. Visit InfinityExteriors.com. From the WTMJ Traffic Center, I'm Debbie Lozaga on 94.5 ESPN.
Beautiful day for Brewers baseball. Brats in one hand, your Brewers checking card from Associated Bank is in the other. And with a tap, it's 20% off gear at the Brewers Team Store. An express entry so you can tailgate longer. And up to 50% off home game tickets. All that power, all for the crew. Only with Brewers checking from Associated Bank. Join the crew at AssociatedBank.com/Brewers. Member FDIC.
Looking to transform your home with stylish furniture and home accessories without breaking the bank? At your local IKEA in Oak Creek, they believe everyone deserves a beautiful and affordable living experience that enhances your everyday life. From comfortable and fashionable sofas and sectionals, to kitchens full of inspiration, to bedrooms designed to help you find your best sleep and relaxation, IKEA's home furnishing combines form and function to fit any lifestyle and budget. Visit IKEA Oak Creek today or explore their collection online at IKEA.com/US.
This is Wisconsin basketball head coach Greg Gard. This is 94.5 ESPN, WKTI and WKTI HD2, Milwaukee.
A locally owned Good Karma brand station.
It's time for the best 60 minutes of your life. This is the Homer Hour, broadcasting live from the Gruber Law Office's One Call That's All studio at the Avenue in downtown Milwaukee. Here's Emmy Award winner Homer.
Yes, the best and busiest 60 minutes of your day. The Jason Wilde, Tim Van Voren, Homer Hour. As is happening to radio, for whatever reason, people have decided that they want to watch and not just listen. So that would mean you enjoy the Homer Hour. Also, YouTube, you go to ESPN Milwaukee, and you will see the Homer Hour. Used to always put in stuff about the Green Bay Packers, but not anymore. They have been trumped by The Miz. So I'll add The Miz. That affects. It is 5:02. The Brewers are home tonight against the Cincinnati Reds. And if you want to know whether the dome is open or closed, you go to ESPN Milwaukee on YouTube. And at 5:02, you will find out whether the dome is open or closed. That has been resolved for all those people watching. Now you could join YouTube now. 1-800-990-3776. The Carbless Talk text line lists more. because I need some assistance. Now, the greatness of The Miz is determined by how much behavior changes. And by that, I mean maybe now every time Miz pitches, you watch the game or you go to every home game. I don't know if there's anybody who's traveling so that they are in attendance for every game The Miz pitches. But my attention, by the way, Jason Wilde will be on about 5:15. And then Tim Van Voren, we never know for sure because he has a responsibility of Fox 6 Sports. That can change. My guess is he'll be pretty much available as expected because The Miz is not pitching. And that, of course, is the role that this show provides. The Miz is not pitching tonight. When is he pitching next? That's up for you to get from somebody else. I only tell you each and every day. Now, if The Miz would pitch in the afternoon, then since the show is at 5, in order to inform you, I would actually have to inform you the day before. But the question is, how has your life changed because of The Miz? If it hasn't, then so be it. I am in the work now of trying to figure out what restaurants or places could do. Should you have a Miz? You have a Miz item on the menu. Like I go to Ted's in Tulsa, 62nd North, and they have breakfast, but they also have milkshakes and some hamburgers for lunch or things like that. They close about 2. And I thought you should have something that's 105 and a half, or the first 105 and a half cups of coffee are free when The Miz pitches. Or my thought was a milkshake that The Miz, they can make in a minute and 5 seconds. I'm open to suggestions. I'm terrible on numbers. I don't care what a player's numbers. I think Miz is 32, right? So the thought was, when Miz pitches, 32 hamburgers for sale at a dollar and whatever he throws the fastest, $1.05 and a half, or $1.06, or $1.04. The other thought was, you have a Miz milkshake, which actually would have to be smoking hot because of how fast he throws. So does it have to be red where you have cherries or you have cinnamon or something? So I am open to any suggestions on how places, because, I mean, when The Miz pitches, you got to have a deal. Okay, you get every time he throws a pitch over 105, you get a free beer or something. 1-800-990-3776. The Carbless Talk and Text Line lists more. I'm the only one who doesn't really prefer text because I'd rather have you call in, but I'll work a text as well.
Have you considered Cheese Miz?
Instead of Cheese Whiz, Cheese
right.
Miz. Yeah, you got to produce that though. I don't have enough money to. This would be something. What do you do?
But they made Reggie bars for Reggie Jackson.
They did. That's correct. And at some point, you're right. There's going to be Miz stuff. The Brewers already have a T-shirt, I think, on Thursday. Yeah, they're catching on. But now I'm saying like every bar and restaurant, you want to be the Miz bar or the Miz restaurant, where people come watch and whatever your particular idea. I have not heard of any such things. So clearly, others have not gotten to the same point that I have. I am in need of finding out where I can bet and what I would get, because I believe The Miz will throw a no-hitter before the season is up. But when I say, all right, how much would I bet up to $100? On that one, I feel like I need significant odds. I want to look. Somebody can go online, find somewhere, what are the odds for The Miz to throw a no-hitter? Not a perfect game, but a no-hitter. Can see him having a no-hitter where he gets a couple walks. The biggest concern to me probably is how many pitches they would allow, and he's going to have to do it, throw on strikes and do it close to a Maddox to where people are swinging. And I'd like to get – I don't know what I'd get for now or where I have to go. As you can do in order to find out if the Dome is open or closed, which you now will know if you go to ESPN Milwaukee on YouTube. Whenever or wherever you're listening, just know we're live on YouTube as well. You can match the show, watch the show, see what's happening in the studio, and comment along with us. Just search ESPN Milwaukee on YouTube and subscribe today. Actually, no suggestions whatsoever with calls. 1-800-990-3776. You don't have to have a good idea. It just has to start. Or if you are, or you know of a place. I mean, I was in England when they were in the World Cup. And I don't know, was it 4 years ago, 8 years ago? They made it to the semis, I think. And we went to the first match. This was back before they expanded as they are now into a elimination round that never existed before. And when England scored, everybody took their beer and threw their glass up. It's still in their hand, and the beer went out of the glass, straight up and straight down and on everyone. So that's, to me, an indication of how crazy the fans are about the World Cup. Well, fans in Wisconsin should be that crazy about the Miz. What do you do? My thought is always you have George Webb during a number of burgers and that kind of stuff, none of which is as historic as the Miz. So 1-800-990-3776, if you've heard of a place that is already honoring the Miz with whatever they do when he pitches. As far as working on this, I do believe the Miz is pitching next on Thursday afternoon. It's not my job on the show. However, the feeling that that would be an indication on what you might consider. He's 32, so every time he pitches, the next day or afterwards, the first 32 burgers are 105 and a half, 106. I mean, that's decent, but you want something that draws attention to his excellence in terms of number of strikeouts or how many hits he gives up. So that it's going on. I do accept the fact that not everybody is as crazy about the Miz as I am, and I'm not complaining, but I did expect a little bit more. Throwing the ball the fastest ever doesn't seem to be the same as maybe hitting home runs, and part of the problem is that the Miz only pitches every 5 days. So, like, yeah, I'm excited about the Miz. Okay. And then pitch again for a while. And that's kind of different than what baseball is. Baseball is you play all the time, every day, every game. The NBA, the discussion about LeBron James. LeBron James and Kawhi Leonard. Generally, when old people move in the NBA, they don't win anything. I don't have to go back and look to see the last time how old somebody was when they changed teams. My best memory is Barkley, and then he went when Phoenix, then he goes to Houston. Who's the last old guy, the oldest to change teams and make that team better or win a championship? That's just research. I probably should have gone to AI. 1-800-990-3776, the Carbless Talk and Text line. Liz is more, and any suggestions, observations, or what you've already observed in terms of the Miz changing behavior. It will wait unless Jason Wilde has a suggestion. Jason Wilde. We will have Jason Wilde momentarily, but the Miz trumps all. FedEx Steve has an idea for bars, restaurants to take advantage and get involved because your greatness is determined when people's lives change. Yes, FedEx Steve.
Homer, I've got it.
All right.
It's $5 shots of Fireball whiskey.
All right. I like that. That's personally for me, but I feel like you want to require something special to happen. Like he has to hit like the first time he hits it or something like that. But yes, Fireball would certainly be my suggestion whenever he goes to... I'd say when he gets to 105. At 105, you get a Fireball for $1.05 or something. I like it. Nicely done, FedEx Steve. That's at the top of the list. All right. We have an intro for Jason. I mean, he has his own Yingling Jason Wilde hotline.
It's time for Jason Wilde on the Homer Hour on 94.5 ESPN.
Jason Wilde, all Packers all the time. The Jason Wilde Yingling Hotline, because he is three-time Wisconsin Sports Writer of the Year. Has his life or his behavior changed at all with the Miz? Jason, good evening. How are you?
I'm great, Homer. Thanks so much for asking.
Sure.
How are you?
Fine. All right. So has your – because I think this is the way you define greatness of an athlete. When people's lives change, their behavior is different because of a certain athlete playing or
mm-hmm.
– and has your life or your behavior changed at all with the presence of Miz?
I wouldn't say significantly.
No.
If I come across the information that he is pitching on a day that I am not otherwise occupied, I will turn on the game on television, I guess,
okay.
which I wouldn't do otherwise. So
nothing major, but it does exist in a small way.
I feel like FedEx Steve's idea is a good one, but you know, the Brewers obviously and beer and Milwaukee and the fact that Jacob Mizorowski attended a high school called Grain Valley. I feel like there's something there, you know, grain and hops, and I feel like we can't not incorporate beer in some form or fashion. And what about his obsession with Pokemon? Don't we need to get that?
Yeah, all those things are possible.
Way?
The reality is I have to accept that nobody's that excited. And it may tell me that how fast you throw a baseball is nice, but it's not like he's hitting home runs. And again, you can't go watch him every day. So the fanaticism
right.
for yeah. the Miz has not caught up to my level because nobody has really even done anything yet.
Well, I keep reusing, with credit, the Jesus preaching at your church, because
yeah,
that is really good.
I like that. And I am trying to find out the odds I get for him to throw a no-hitter. I do believe he'll throw a no-hitter before this season is up. And that will prove
Ooh.
That he's Nolan Ryan Jr., or the closest thing to it. All right, let's get to the Green Bay Packers. You now have a month to do all your stuff that you then
mm-hmm.
start using the week before training camp, or what's give people your
yeah.
timetable so they know how to take full advantage of Jason Wilde this time of year
oh,
to be prepped
that's nice
for the
deal.
Season.
Yeah, so training camp is the first practice is a month from yesterday, so that kicks off on July 29th. So going back about 10 or 11 days to about July 18th ish. On channel3000.com, I'll do my position-by-position previews, which I think are pretty easy to read, but yet also cover a lot of ground. And then before that, right around July 9th, since there will be 20 installments of it, we'll kick off the countdown of the 20 most important Packers of 2026. And, of course, I cheat and I combine a couple, and you know how I like to work around the rules, but it's my list, so I can do whatever I want. That's my
yes,
that's
you
me
can.
Channeling my inner Homer. So we've got a couple more days before that, but I'm finishing up a story right now after our conversation with Antonio Freeman about his son Alex, and tomorrow night, obviously, the U.S. men's national team is in the knockout round against Bosnia and. Was it Herzegovina?
Bosnia, whatever. Yeah,
but, yeah. With the Milwaukee Messi on the team, though. You know about this kid?
A little bit, but not much. So
okay,
go ahead, give us the information. By the way, the general rule is the U.S. should never lose to that country in anything, ever.
Okay. I don't know enough about. Bosnia's soccer
doesn't matter.
Program.
Come on,
okay.
The United States of America, right?
That's
you agree? Anything there is.
So this young fella, his name is Esmir Bayraktarevic.
Mm-hmm.
Bayraktarevic.
Okay.
It's a tough one. Bayraktarevic, and they call him the Milwaukee Messi, but he is the 21-year-old star of Bosnia and Herzegovina.
Why isn't he playing for the U.S.?
Because I don't know if he has dual citizenship, but he's apparently not.
Well, you would think so if he's the Milwaukee. Otherwise, no one would know about him, right? Something about his family is from Milwaukee, right?
He played for U.S. national youth teams growing up in Milwaukee, yes.
Yeah, so he's not good enough to play for the U.S.
Could be.
Yeah.
Could be.
Okay.
But in Milwaukee, he's one of the GOATs, that's for sure.
All right. Well, and if he's family, I can see you rooting for him. If he's not family, you should hope that in this particular instance, he has a horrible game.
That is exactly right, yes.
Or that if the U.S. wins, he can have as good a game as he wants. If the U.S. wins, let him have 5 goals. But, yeah, I feel like I need to know more about him. All right. I did want to talk about Keyshawn Nixon because—
You should go right ahead.
Well, no, like, people should like him. He's a bit of a jerk. He can make stupid penalties. But it's an amazing story, and where would they be without him? Like, so he's the number one cornerback, right?
He is the Packers' number one cornerback, yes, whether you like that idea or not, or whether you think that that position has been mismanaged or not. That is the reality as we sit here today, yes.
And they like him so much that that's his position, right?
No, I don't know about that. I would argue that they have mismanaged the position to such a degree.
All right, let's go through that. Position. Okay, how have they mismanaged it?
So, obviously, Eric Stokes was their first-round pick in 2021.
Correct.
And that did not go particularly well, although then he went to Vegas and actually had success for the Raiders last season and got an extension from them.
Yeah, can you look into that? Explain that. That's almost like a reverse Brewers. Like for the Brewers.
Yeah. Yeah, and by the way, also Josh Myers, the center, signed a 1-year deal with the Jets last year in free agency because the Packers didn't want him back either. And he wound up getting a contract extension from the Jets. So they liked what he did, too.
Right. So we'll stick to cornerback. So Stokes, I don't know, did they?
So obviously it started, Goody's first year as the GM was 2018.
Correct.
He drafted corners with his first 2 picks, right? He drafted Jair Alexander in the first round. And then
Josh Jackson,
who was
the only Iowa player to be really bad. He's the worst Iowa player ever drafted by the Packers, right? Or in terms of a bad draft, his draft position, 45th player.
They had a guy named Abdul Hodge, who was also not great. But, yeah, sometimes the best.
All right,
best
who was worse, Abdul Hodge or Josh? I would say Jackson was worse.
It was Josh Jackson, okay. Sure. Yeah. And he goes out of the league pretty quickly.
Yep.
So anyway, so that was obviously 2018. Now, here are the draft picks that the Packers have expended on cornerbacks since that draft. In 2019, Kadar Holman, he was a 6th-round pick. In 2021, Shamar John Charles.
Yeah, Appalachian
round.
State. I don't even remember him.
Yeah, he's still in the league. He was with Seattle last year when they came for a joint practice. And then, obviously, that was the Eric Stokes draft. 2022, didn't draft a corner.
No.
2023, drafted Carrington Valentine in the 7th round. You're going to
that doesn't even count.
Well, yeah, he started like 30-some games for them.
You're drafting someone.
But wait. This is what I mean about how they've mismanaged it, at least not prioritized it. Carrington Valentine, 7th round in 2023.
Right.
Kalen King, 7th round, 2024.
From Penn State. Yeah.
Micah Robinson, 7th round, 2025. So before this past year's draft, the 2026 draft, the Packers had gone no corners, seventh-round corner, seventh-round corner,
right,
seventh-round corner. And none of those guys are with the team anymore other than Carrington Ballantyne. Right. Are you going to do a three-part story on this?
I mean, can you find another team?
You're intrigued by it, aren't you?
No, it's hard to believe how bad they are. Well, they're bad, and then they don't seem to think it's important. And then somebody who was bad for them goes somewhere else, and he's good, not just one but two. And then they pick up Hobbs, and that fails, right?
Correct. So then, you know, obviously last offseason – they signed Nate Hobbs to a four-year, $48 million contract, which included a $12 million guaranteed signing bonus.
Right. He's gone.
Which was obviously money poorly spent. He's not here anymore.
Right. So I would assume that Cisse and Jackson are going to stink, even though I shouldn't think that.
You should not think that. All people are different people.
I understand, but you have a history of this general manager, and if I'm overstating, you'll let me know. This is horrible.
Likely are.
Is it?
It's not great.
And but how again, big an issue and how important is the cornerback position? It seems like to him, to Goody, it's not very important.
No, it should be important.
Well, but he hasn't drafted like it is, or he's gone through free. I'm open to this.
He has not demonstrated that it's important. Even if his actions would not indicate.
Right, like no turnovers last year.
As important as it actually is. Yeah, there's a lot of things here, okay? There's a lot of different angles.
And they're all bad.
To your point about Keyshawn Nixon being, and again, that's you saying that because Lord knows when I said it.
Well, no, it's the best thing Goody's done at cornerback in how long?
Yeah, but again, if you're a Packers fan and you don't like the fact that he's their number one corner, that's not Keyshawn Nixon's.
I agree, and they'd be even worse without him.
And so, look, if you look at his Pro Football Focus grades, he's basically a top quartile second corner.
All right.
Okay?
Yeah.
Like, he was 40-something in their rankings.
Right, that's
out
not
of
his fault. That's
corners.
The Packers' fault that they don't have him where he should be. And
that's all I was – right. Yeah. And I understand he rubs people the wrong way.
He doesn't. I like him. I want to be on record.
Yeah, but other people don't. Well, you rub people the wrong way.
Fine, but I think they're wrong, and I don't understand what they don't like him. It's not. Not liking the guy who was the number one wide receiver.
Yeah, again, like when they had Alan Lazard as their number one wide receiver in 2022, that was not Alan Lazard's
fault
either.
Right, and judging a player as far as them performing above expectations, Lazard has certainly done that, and Keyshawn Nixon has done that.
Yes, exactly.
He should be a number two. On a good team, on a team as good as the Packers think they are, Keyshawn Nixon should be what? A two, right? What would?
He should be your number two corner. Okay. You should have a shutdown guy that is a top flight guy, and then you have Keyshawn as the other guy. And Keyshawn.
Would you still have him returning kicks?
Way. No, I mean, I think people also gloss over the fact that he was the first-team All-Pro kick returner back-to-back years, but then they changed the kickoff rule, right? So, yes, there are still occasionally kickoff returns that break.
Yeah,
free,
he could be used in certain situations.
And that's how and that's exactly how he should be used.
Right, and if he was, as you suggested, number two, they would do that with a number two. They're not doing that.
Right.
With a number one,
if we're going to argue that this is a player who is their number one corner, which he obviously is, we would say if his name was Keyshawn True and a fictional character, but he's their number one corner, we would say that guy's too valuable to be having him return kicks, right? That's the attitude that we usually have. That's what our attitude was about Tremont Williams. And look, Tremont Williams was a much more accomplished player. He was a much better player. He's going to go to the Packers Hall of Fame in about a month. And deservedly so. He's also one of the best stories I've covered during my career. But
Keyshawn Nixon's a pretty good story, too.
He is. And this is the third straight day I've talked about him because I got everybody's hackles up. Gabe and I did doing State of the Packers with Alex Stroph at Summerfest because we got through the entire show, and then we got to corner, which was corner and safety were the last positions we talked about. And I said,
safety, they're so good.
Right. And that's the other thing that's fascinating, right? Like, Brian Gutekunst drafted Javon Bullard in the second round, drafted Evan Williams in the fourth round, and signed Xavier McKinney, who the Giants were stupid enough to let out of their building. Like, those three guys are studs with a capital
right.
S. And so, you know, again, no one is perfect. Ron Wolf wasn't perfect. Ted Thompson wasn't perfect. And Goody's not. But it would appear to me that, you know, not only is Keyshawn Nixon in the last year of his deal, but also Carrington Valentine is that they want the flexibility to say, okay, thank you for your service, but we think we can find people that are better. And frankly, they should feel that way, right? You got
There's
a seventh
no
round pick and
it.
An undrafted guy that you signed I mean, when they signed Keyshawn Nixon away from the Raiders, first of all, he had not been a kick returner. So that was kind of this revelation during that 2022 season. And then on top of that, he was a minimum salary guy. Like, they didn't pay him a bunch of money. So to your point, again, which I know will fire up some that are in the YouTube comments or on social media, like, he has outkicked his expectation coverage. Even if the problem is he's not Jair Alexander, he's not Charles Woodson, he's not Al Harris, not Tremont Williams. Heck, I'm not sure he's even Sam Shields, but he is what they have. And that is because of the misses that they've had or the, you know, dereliction of drafting players at that position.
Why isn't anybody saying the Packers should have signed some significant cornerback? Was there anybody available?
I mean, there were certainly guys in free agency. There were a bunch of players that each of the last 2 years that have moved teams at that position. But again, you know, I know the Rams traded for one. Like,
yes.
Look, it's a really important position. But I think we also lose sight of the fact that even the really good ones still get cooked from time to time.
Yeah.
This is a really hard position to play at a very high level on every single snap of the game.
Shouldn't the biggest mistake the Packers did in the offseason is to not add a number one cornerback? I mean, doesn't everybody agree with that?
I mean,
that?
They didn't have a first-round pick. And I would argue that their hope is, since they gave up their first-round pick this past season and the next one, to get Micah Parsons, is that our pass rush, this is Goody speaking through me, our pass rush is going to put so much pressure on quarterbacks that our coverage guys aren't going to have to cover for as long as they would.
Is there any history of that working for any team of note? It just seems to me every good team has a good cornerback.
Yeah, I mean, no.
I mean, I'm open to it because I think this is the most – you had your – and I did listen. It was very good. This is the most important issue for the Packers. I think it's even more important than the offensive line, especially with Micah Parsons gone the first six games. If Micah Parsons was healthy, it'd still be an issue. With Micah Parsons out the game, it's not even close.
I think offensive line and corner are close, and I do think that those are, again, two positions where...
In which position are they worse? It's not even close.
Well, I saw a clip of Chewy saying this, and I'm going to steal it from him, although I had the same thought, which is every position on the offensive line is a question mark. Yes, Jordan Morgan's a first-round pick.
No, there's not.
Is he good? Sure there is.
Zach Tom, there's no question. It's just when he's going to
Well, there is. Let me work my way left to right.
All right.
So Jordan Morgan, yes, he's a first-round pick, but is he any good? We don't know. We got to find out.
I agree.
Left guard Aaron Banks. They've given him $43 million in a 12-month span based on his original contract and then converting a roster bonus to a signing bonus. Is he going to play at the level of a guy who made $43 million? Is he going to stay healthy?
No.
Because they overspent on
him.
Right,
but they know he's going to be okay, right? And there's no one who doesn't think he's going to be okay, right?
I don't know.
You'd really?
I mean, if he's hurt, Well, I think if he's healthy, he's good.
He's
enough.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, they may have given him too much money. I don't worry about right. that position.
Sean Ryan has started 9 games at center.
Yeah.
Is he going to be the same guy he was last season, or is he going to make a significant jump?
No, he's not making a significant jump. I would refer to him the way John Anderson referred to the players that the Bucks got for Giannis.
Giannis.
He's a part. That's what he's always going to be. He's a part.
Sure. Anthony Belton at right guard. He was decent on the stretch.
Huge risk. I mean, everything he does.
Is he going to elevate his game, or is Jagger Burton going to beat him out for that job?
That position's a mess. The biggest mess in the offensive line. What do you agree with me on that?
And then Zach Tom. Yeah, I would say it's the biggest question mark on the line for
yeah.
sure.
Okay.
But again, they all have questions, and that's where Zach Tom comes in because, yes, we all agree Zach Tom is a really, really good football
the
player.
The best by far in the line.
Rightfully so. He is unquestionably their best offensive lineman. He is coming off a torn patellar tendon.
Right.
We don't know when he's going to be available. We don't know what kind of player he's going to be when he is cleared to play.
We know he's going to be good. We don't know if he's going to be great and how long before he gets back to being great.
Well, we don't know if he's going to be as good as he was before.
Not initially.
And how long does it take him to get back his sea legs? Like, those are...
All right.
No, we all agree he's a really good player. But, like, this is a guy who, when I was talking to him earlier this month at the minicamp, wants to play in preseason games because he thinks it's that important for him to get that work to be ready for the season. And I wouldn't risk that at all. But that's how intently he feels like
we've gone too long. You know, that never happens with me. But I know because I follow everything you say, unless it requires me to read an article, that you think the Packers are good for not this season, but next season. I think
they're good for this season. I think that they're. I think they acquired Micah Parsons for basically a 4-year championship win.
How can you think they're going to be that good with what the discussion we just had or that you presented about the offensive line and cornerback?
Well, I don't think they're Super Bowl good. Like, I think they're maybe win the division, maybe win a playoff game, maybe somehow win a divisional round game. And make it to the NFC Championship game.
They're maybe good.
They're definitely not great on paper. They're good to very good. But my point in saying that about 2027 is that Goody has like 12 draft picks next year.
Right.
They've got some different ways to create cap.
I agree with you totally.
They're going to be able to load up for that 27 season. And they've got all their best players. Once Kraft deal is done, under contract, Matthew Golden will be a third-year player. Like, I expect Jordan Love to make a significant leap this season. Like, to me, all those stars align for 2027. And if I'm wrong, we'll revisit that.
Nah,
a year
you're not wrong.
And a half.
You're not wrong. But anybody who thinks they're going to be anything better than maybe very good, isn't addressing the things that you brought up. Is that the way to put it? They're going to be good.
That's a very fair way to put
maybe
it.
Maybe very good.
I can't
good.
Believe I just said.
Yeah. That's
maybe.
Why we finished. You can just hang up. Drop the mic.
All
thanks,
right,
Jason. Jason Wilde, All Packers All the Time on the Yingling Jason Wilde Hotline. We'll have Tim Van Voren coming up soon. Fisco Auto Body on Forest Home in Franklin. Family business owned since 1931. It's not what they do. It's who they are. And the key is they still own the business. So they're still working on the cars. Imagine. How many years? Those Fiscos have been working on cars. That's one of the reasons they're that good. Expert workmanship guaranteed for the life of your vehicle. Any damage, Fisco has you covered. Fisco Auto Body on Forest Home in Franklin. You go there, you like them, and eventually you'll thank me for how good they are. It's a nice little added bonus. Fisco Auto Body. Fisco, Fisco, Fisco to remember the name. And founded by inventors, fueled by community, and focused on business for 130 years, Horicon Bank has been helping businesses across Wisconsin grow through commercial lending. They're new maybe to Milwaukee in commercial lending, not to the state of Wisconsin. 130 years says that. The same local approach is here to serve the greater Milwaukee business community. Financing requests approved in days, not weeks. Bankers who understand your business. Products designed to support your cash flow. Because when it comes to commercial lending, Horicon Bank gets the job done. Visit Horicon Bank in New Berlin, Tosa, Menominee Falls, Grafton, or West Bend. Horicon Bank, together, doing good. 130 years commercial lending. Member FDIC. Tim Van Voren next.
Yes, it can be talked about now. They're bad at cornerback. Bad. Because they don't have a number one quarterback. How would you be if you had no number one quarterback? Milwaukee weight loss, love talking about it because it works. Any weight loss program works in my mind. If it gets you to eat less, then you're happy eating less. That's why I started in January at 229. Now I'm at 206. I want to talk to Milwaukee Weight Loss about Homer's weight this week. Why? Because I'm in such control of how much I eat and I'm happy eating less that I can do it right now. 207. And important about Milwaukee Weight Loss is there's no but you have to do this. But you don't have to do anything out of your norm. Don't even have to exercise. No drugs, surgery, or injections. So for a limited time, you also get $200 off of the Milwaukee Weight Loss Summer Special. Book your free consultation now at MilwaukeeWeightLoss.com. MilwaukeeWeightLoss.com. They do consultations throughout. Results may vary, but it's this simple to me. If you can eat less and you're happy eating less, you're going to lose weight. I have and I will. I look forward to telling you this in 3 months. MilwaukeeWeightLoss.com. Results may vary. Give them a call. Tell them Homer said, yeah, he can be at whatever weight he wants. Yes. When they show you their system, and again, there's no buts, then if you can come up with the things that you like the way I do, you can be at whatever weight you want, however long you want. MilwaukeeWeightLoss.com. Again, $200 off with a Milwaukee Weight Loss Summer Special. Joining us now is Tim Van Voren. He's ready to go. TVV.
Hi, Homer.
Hi. I'm a little disappointed, not upset, because I think I'm more crazy about Miz than other people are. Maybe it's because they really don't care that much about how fast you throw a baseball. But this is historic, but you can't make people think it's historic. And I'm not sure it's changed their lives in terms of I have to be doing this when Miz pitches. What's your analysis of how people feel about Miz?
Well, you know, I can see where you're coming from, Homer. I know you've been on this. It's not like you're a Johnny come lately to this. You've been on this all along. I think Brewer fans are very excited about Jacob Mizrowski. I just think, you know, he's going to get, you know, two starts a week sometimes. I think people just have lives. You know what I mean? It's not the Packers are going to play 17 games. I think that's it is more than anything else. I think there's a lot of interest in it, but in the news cycle and all the technology and the platforms in this day and age, I think people think they can catch up with him more so than.
And it's not like he plays every day. With baseball, your stars play every day, even a closer. Raleigh's pitching. Every game you go to, you might see him or you're going to see him. Yelich with Miz.
Yeah. You know he's scheduled. You know what I mean? You know when he's going to pitch.
But you got nothing. You got no Miz for 4 days or 5 days or 6 days.
I know.
Compared to other baseball people. All right. You got any new Miz info? I think he's going to throw a no-hitter this season. I want to be on record with that.
Wow. Well, when they held him for extra rest to start at Atlanta, I mean, that did feel like, oh, gee, you know, are they going to be as exciting to watch for 6-7 days here before he comes back up? So, I mean, I understand where you're coming from, Homer. I was watching Sonny Gray flirt with a no-hitter there the other night. Mm-hmm. He got into the eighth inning, I guess. And, you know, that's good theater. You just don't see it very often. Mizrowski is a candidate for sure.
And then I also think I think the Brewers can win the World Series. They're going to be the underdog, but to me they're putting a team together. I'm more fascinated, not as amazed, but Woody is unbelievable. He is so good. I know you're worried he's going to get hurt, but he doesn't seem to be. He can pitch with no speed by today's standards, and he just seems so good. Well, and now you got three incredibly good pitcher starters, maybe in a fourth, and you could beat anybody in the series, even if you didn't score many runs. You always slow me down a little bit, so go ahead.
Well, if he's at that level, you're absolutely right. I mean, he's been so efficient. You know, low pitch counts primarily. Low pitch counts, as you said, not huge velocity, but he's getting it in there, and he knows how to pitch. However, you know, all this talk of after the Giannis trade, you know, the Bucks won a title, but they were the best team for 3 years in the NBA, wouldn't you say? And what wouldn't happen was they didn't have health in the postseason, and a lot of it was Giannis's health. You know, and Brandon Woodruff, unfortunately, has a history of very ill-timed health issues. So the Brewers need him to be pitching as he is, and they need him to be pitching at the end of the season if they're going to make a run at this thing. And they need more than what they currently have, in my opinion, Homer, as well.
What should I be disappointed in if they don't? I'll be disappointed if they don't make the National League Championship Series. If they're good.
They're good. I think we've seen some concerns in the last 2 weeks.
Yeah.
That, you know, could be bigger than just concerns. And I think Matt Arnold and the front office people will address those. And I think Pat Murphy and his coaching staff will have a game plan for all that as well. So, you know, nobody's heads are in the sand with the Brewers. I think you look at the National Champ. To me, last year getting a National Championship Series, I mean, what more could you realistically expect from a Brewers team? You know, they were lucky to be in the other side, on the other bracket or whatever you'd call it in baseball. They didn't get the Dodgers till the end. You know, you can be a good team. It's hard to get as far as they got last year, I would say. And, you know, they won 15 games in a row to get the best record in the major league. It's hard to get that top seed without doing a 15-game winning streak as well. They are a very good team, Homer. They have the ability to be a very good team when it matters most. But they also have things that concern me. Middle relief would be at the top of that list. It short-circuits everything. Mizorowski gives you 7 good innings, and you're in a one-run game that you're on top of, and if it flips the wrong way, none of it matters. And then you don't see Mizorowski again for 3 days.
Yeah, that'll be the Discount Liquor Twitter poll question. Homer says Miz will throw a no-hitter this season. Do you agree or disagree? And the third choice is Homer should be sent to an old people's home. So agree, disagree, or Homer needs to – where do you send people now? Nursing home? Send Homer to a nursing home. I'll accept that as a possibility. All right, lastly, I was talking to Jason about the Packers, and because they were talking about Keyshawn Nixon, and I'm like, this isn't on Keyshawn Nixon. He's not a number one cornerback, and why don't the Packers have one, and how good could they be if you don't have one? Take it away, TVV.
Well, you don't have every position.
Would I say, what if I said that quarterback? Oh, they got a good, they don't have a number one quarterback, but they got a good backup quarterback. How important is cornerback? Isn't it?
Well, they don't have good backup quarterback. That's a weak position on their roster, Homer. It is a weak position. And if Josh Jacobs is not healthy or is not at the level he's been at before, running back is too. And those are two critical positions. That's just the way the Packers are put together. They're banking on Keyshawn Nixon. The guy plays every game. You have to give him that.
Shouldn't you bank him on being a number two cornerback, not number one?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
Yes, you could, but you can't address every position.
I understand. How good can the Packers be with Keyshawn Nixon as their number one cornerback? Take it away, TVV.
You know, playoff team for sure.
All right.
Playoff team. It's not all on Keyshawn Nixon, and it's not on Carrington Valentine. I don't think they're particularly strong in that position in general. Benjamin St. Jean.
Right, and that's my question
Brandon
to ask you.
Kise.
If you were the GM, would you make sure they were damn better than they are, doing whatever you have to do? Because cornerback is that important. What am I?
I remember when we were talking about this, and you know, same position several years ago. Oh, are they going to make a trade for Jalen Ramsey? I mean, it's been years where that position,
but they had better people than they have now, right? Almost all years.
If you're the Packer defense, you need a lot of pressure up front from your edge rusher. So the best thing for Keyshawn Nixon or Carrington Valentine or Benjamin St. Just or Brandon Cisse or Kamal Haddon or whoever you want to pick is Micah Parsons getting back and Lucas Van Ness flourishing this year. That's the best thing for the whole defense. It's interrelated. Do you think that's going to happen, Homer?
When you're going to be missing Micah Parsons for half the year, you know you need a number one cornerback even more this year than in the past because you're not going to have as good a rush as you would.
They drafted a cornerback with their highest draft choice.
He's 6 years old. Come on.
What is skinny.
He's 20. He's all right. 20. We'll continue this discussion. And you get to vote on the Discount Liquor Twitter poll question. Homer says that the Miz will throw a no-hitter this season. Agree, disagree, or put Homer in a nursing home? You're going to disagree.
I get to vote on that?
Yeah.
I'll disagree.
Yep. You're a man of such principle and accuracy. Thanks, TVV.
Homer, have a great one.
You too. I'll close next.
It would seem to me, if it's accurate, that Wisconsin got a great athletic director. He's played and been in all the big spots where it's all the money and all the stuff going on. And, of course, he has a background at the University of Wisconsin. So the resume and everything looks like it was a perfect hire for the current status of college sports. Still working on Ben Brust had a good idea wherever you get every time the miss has 5 Ks, you get a shot or something. Somehow it needs to be 106. If he throws 106, everybody gets to throw in a chance at a miss jersey or something. But it's a work in progress. Golf. Slightly delayed. TVV's worth it. Next.